down for Heller. Around the arc it goes to Stelzer. Stelzer looking to drive. Floats it up. Off the glass and in. Nice aggressive drive by Ben Stelzer. Huskies back on top, 41-40.
Well, it was a big weekend for the Michigan Tech basketball team as we get set to talk more detail with Ben Stelzer in our studio today as our guest. And Ben, just kind of give a little summary of this season for the men's basketball team. There's been some ups, a lot of ups and a few downs, but still looking pretty good going into the stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year. And like you said, we've had our ups and downs, but this past weekend, like, we took a step in the right direction once again, and hopefully that can continue now coming back home.
Ben, obviously for you, you've had a lot of games where you've, you know, been the main scoring option, but you've had some games where you've let some other guys take the lead, and a couple of those examples this week in Fair State, you had 13 points, you had, you know, three teammates who also scored in double figures. Jordan had 20, and you guys beat a very good team on the road, and then, you know, on Saturday you must have found some open looks because you ended up with 29 in that game. You know, how do you decide whether you're going to be the main scorer or not, or is it just what the defense has given you?
Basically just what the defense has given us. Always try to go out with the same mentality, same aggressiveness, but some teams play us a little different on the offensive end than others, and as long as we're playing the Tech way and playing our roles, and it's how it works.
How about, obviously we've announced and talked about the fact that you've broken the all-time three-pointers record. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's nice. For sure, it shows that hard work has paid off, and just this program, it's nice to have your name in the record books, but definitely would change any or trade any of those records in for a couple of team success and some championships here down the road.
How often do you practice your three-pointers on a daily basis?
Basically every day.
Yeah, I mean, but like for 10, 15 minutes or how, you know, because I mean, it's got to look, that hoop's got to look incredibly big some nights for you because everything seems to go in.
Yeah, most days would say usually about 40, 45 minutes. Depends on how early in the week it is and how sore you are coming off the weekend and that yeah. type of deal. But
like, how many shots are you getting up in a day during the season?
Like, yesterday was about 150 to 200. But as the week goes on, try to get a little more than that and a little more active shots.
How about off season? How many of your shots are you putting up on a, you know, July day when everybody else is at the beach or whatever? You know, how many shots are you getting up, and, you know, how important is it to continue shooting all year long?
It's definitely important. This past summer, we, as a team, we were actually charting some of our shots and putting them up on the board for the guys that were in the summer. And most days, it was between 300, 350.
How long does that take you to do?
If you're going hard, it should only take about an hour, maybe a little more. But if you're a little slower, then a little more.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, just think about the number of shots that you've taken in your lifetime. I mean, obviously, you were talking about hundreds of thousands, obviously, with all that. And obviously, it's a craft. You continue to work on it. Is there, you know, have you worked on tweaking different things with your shot since you've been at Michigan Tech, or did you come in with a shot and it's pretty much stayed the same the whole time you've been here?
Well, I've been lucky enough growing up, my dad being a coach, and also had a great high school coach. So a lot of that work was done prior to getting to college, but I would say it probably has gotten a little quicker since being in college, just having to get it off a little faster with the defense.
Talk about your your dad and him being a coach. You know, when did you start playing ball, and you know, when did you know that you were going to try to be a college player?
Basically since the very beginning.
Since you can remember, right?
Probably before that even. But just going to his practices at a very young age and just chumming around with him, and just been a goal since little.
What about brothers and sisters? What do you got for?
I have one brother who is a freshman in college this year at Concordia University. Then I have a little sister who is 10 years younger than me. She's in sixth grade.
Nice. Is your
both athletes?
Yeah, that's my next question.
My brother, he's not playing this year. He had the option to, but decided he was going to focus on schooling. But my sister, which both of us like, she's liking basketball more and more and getting more into it.
So it's a big basketball family. Did you grow up as a Badgers fan?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. They're having a decent year this year.
They are. Hopefully they can maybe go the distance this year.
How about talk about where the team's at right now? Obviously, we're 12-5 overall, or 12-5 in conference, 15-6 overall. Where do you feel like this team is? Where do you feel like we can still go?
Definitely the sky's the limit. We were talking a little bit before in this league. If you don't play well, you can get beat any night. But we also realize that we can beat anybody on any given night. I think we believe basically in the country, if we play well, we play the Tech way, we can beat anybody any given night. So hopefully we can build off this past weekend. Felt like we played some good basketball, especially since halftime of that Ferris State game.
How about you guys have gotten your biggest wins away from the SDC gym? What's the deal there?
I wish I could tell you. I'm glad we're playing good away from home, but that's got to step up this week and going forward.
Obviously, Northwood and Hillsdale and Saginaw coming up, teams that we swept on the road, they're going to be hungry. How do you finish the job and get two more wins this weekend?
Continuing to focusing on us, doing what we do and trying to do that to the best of our ability and just let the rest take care of itself.
Do you feel a momentum change after this past weekend that, like you said, you really use it as kind of a push into the last half or last section of the season here?
I think so. Just since that halftime, and coach got into us a little bit and talked to each other a little bit after that Ferris game, and just felt like that could be one of those moments in that long season where it could be a stepping stone and could really be a jump start to hopefully a good finish.
Senior day on Saturday. Hard to believe that you're playing your last regular season home game. Hopefully it's not the last game, period. Hopefully we've got a home playoff game coming up. But does it go fast?
Really fast. Thought high school went fast, and college has gone even quicker.
How about academically? I know we just released yesterday you were academic all-district, chance to be academic all-American. Talk about your academics and you know how important that is to you.
Like anything, we're student athletes. So you try to take your academics just as seriously.
Careful. Well,
probably shouldn't say.
That's right.
Just as seriously.
There was a word try there.
You should take your academics just as seriously as the athletics. And at Michigan Tech, all the students athletes take pride in that.
Well, obviously you do care about it at some level because you've got a pretty good grade point average. And
how's that class schedule this semester going for you, Ben?
It's going really well. Only got 6 credits left to graduate, so I'm enjoying that.
That's awesome.
That's the old NCAA rule. You got to take 12 credits, but if you only need 6 to graduate, then you're good. Yep. You can just take that and
that's awesome.
Finish up. And then it's only his 4th year, too. He didn't redshirt,
I know.
So.
No, I know.
Yeah, he's got that going for him. How about what are you hoping to do after the season's over? Hopefully it lasts another month and a half, but what are you hoping to do when it's all over here?
Next year I'm planning on coming back actually to Tech and getting another degree in sports and fitness management. So maybe something down the road, maybe in fundraising or working with an athletic department. I know Suzanne Sarengret, our athletic director, has helped me a lot in trying to figure out stuff to do with that.
You got coaching in your blood too. Do you plan on maybe trying that out someday?
And yeah, I forgot to mention that Coach Luke and Coach Bitts have allowed me to grad assistant next year with the team. So
that kind of does that ease this whole coming towards the end of your senior season a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit for sure.
Yeah,
still will be different just because playing a game you love for so long,
right?
Still be a part of it.
Well, Austin Armgren's doing that right now for you guys this year, so
that's right.
But I'm sure he'd rather be in the grind with you guys playing games and practicing every day. But that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
All right, Ben. Well, we appreciate it, especially getting up so early when you don't have class till 11 o'clock. But we do appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend, and with senior night, of course, on Saturday. I just think you guys are really, not that you have a real corner to turn, but I think this is it. I think you guys will kind of run the table maybe here towards the end here and see where we can go in the playoffs.
That'd be nice.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ben Stelzer, he has more awards than just about anybody, and well-deserved, too. Great guy and a great basketball player. You'll see him on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon at the SDC Gymnasium. More Huskies Drive Time right after this.